Hello everybody, welcome to episode 59. We have been away for quite a long time, more than a month, because we have been doing a lot of projects, and one of that is creating a reading course, which we have completed.
Yeah, you guys can check it out at thaiwithgrace.com/readthai. And in the course, we cover everything you need to know to read Thai, whether you're a beginner and you don't know any of the consonants or vowels or tone rules, or actually even if you're intermediate and advanced, you can take a look at the final module that we added, in which Grace breaks down, I think, 25 sentences, and each sentence conveys a specific point that you might have trouble with. For example, why sometimes there's hidden sounds.
And why sometimes the word is not read, like how they are written.
Yeah, and many different examples like that. So if you guys want to check it out, don't forget to go to thaiwithgrace.com/readthai.
This episode is going to be a bit different from what we have done. So it's more like learning about Thai language than learning Thai, because we want to cover what you need to know to learn to read Thai and how long it will take.
So let's start with the first thing that you need to know. You guys probably all already know, Thai has your own script.
It's important to be able to connect the script with the sound of it. So the first thing is the consonants. The consonants are sounds like, for example, the F sound, the T sound, the B sound, the G sound. Actually, most of the sounds, of the consonant sounds in English, also exist in Thai language. So actually, this is not difficult for English speakers at all. There are three sounds, actually, that are a bit different. And then foreigners can find it difficult. Like, for example, the first sound is the NG sound. Eka, can you pronounce the word money?
Ngân.
Ngân. Ng. Ng. The NG sound.
Yeah, or the word snake. Ngu.
Ngu.
Yeah, and actually a lot of foreigners have trouble pronouncing this one, but it actually exists in English too. For example, king. It's the last ng. It's the same sound.
King.
Or even like playing. Playing. This ng is one of the consonants in the Thai language.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also the strong D sound, like the th sound. English has the d sound, has a t sound, but doesn't have the th sound, the strong one. Like, for example, the word eye, your eye, how do you say that?
Ta.
Very good. Ta.
Yeah. So if you said it like the T for teacher, you might say ta, but that would be another word altogether.
Exactly. That would mean to apply, let's say apply something on your skin, apply cream on your skin.
That would be ta, but I is ta.
Exactly. The next word is the b sound. B sound, which is a strong B sound.
So that one also doesn't exist in English, right?
Yeah. For example, the word bye. Bye is bye-bye, bye-bye. It's a normal B sound. But if you want to go to that really cool city in the north,
that one is bye.
Bye. Very good. A strong B sound. All these sounds have their own writing. So the P sound, the P sound has their own writing. The B sound has its own writing. The B sound, the strong B sound, has its own writing. So this is very important.
Before we move on, how do you say consonant in Thai?
Payanchana.
Payanchana. And now we're going to learn about the vowels, right?
Yeah.
That one is?
Sala.
It's important to learn about the sala in Thai, because actually Thai has long vowels and short vowels. And by learning to read, you'll be able to recognize, oh, should I pronounce this with the long version or the short version?
Like, for example, the word for to go in Thai is bai, like a short sound, right? But the city in the north that we just talked about is Bai. So long sound. Ai. Bai. The word for to hit in Thai is Di.
It's a long E.
Exactly. Long Di. The word for to criticize is Di. Short one. Di.
Also, there are vowels that don't exist in English.
Yeah.
For example, the U sound.
Like mu means your hand. Mu.
Mu. So if you don't know how to read Thai and you just rely on transliteration, you might write like M-E-U or something like that. But how do you read that?
M-E-U, maybe you say, is it meo?
Yeah.
Or something.
Or another example of this is the ua vowel.
Like the word for salt in Thai is glua. Glua, ua sound. This one doesn't exist in English. And to write it in transliteration is going to be very difficult because people read them differently.
Yeah. Even going back to our first point about the consonant, you might write the letter B or P for everything, but it's hard to represent the strong sound versus the non-strong sound.
Exactly.
And another important point about vowels in Thai is that they come in blocks, meaning sometimes the vowel might be on top of the consonant, sometimes it might be below the consonant. It can either come behind or after the consonant, or actually it can surround the entire consonant.
Like on the left side, right side, and on top at the same time.
Yeah. For example, the word for hand, mu, the vowel is on top of the M letter and also after the M letter.
Exactly. So it's important to read them as blocks.
This is actually very important because although you technically read Thai from left to right, you have to read it from left to right in blocks.
Exactly.
For example, it might look like the vowel comes before the consonant. But if you know how to read Thai, you'll know that first you find the consonant, you read that, and then you read the vowel. So as an example, the word to go, bai, the I comes before the b sound, but you read the b sound before the I sound. That's why it's bai and not I b or something.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's not I b.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we covered the consonants. We talked about consonants. We talked about vowels in Thai. The next point I want to talk about is tones.
Let's talk about how learning to read Thai will help you determine the tones. I'm sure you guys all know that Thai is a tonal language. So if you read a word with the incorrect tone, you might be saying something else. For example, how do you say rice?
Cow, with a falling tone. Mm.
How do you say news?
Cow, with a low tone. Cow.
And how do you say white?
Cow, with a rising tone. Cow.
So if you know how to read Thai, you'll be able to take a look at the spelling and know, all right, this one is read with a rising tone and it means white. The other one, for example, has a low tone and it means news and so on. And actually, it's not that hard. There's a formula, which we talk about in the course.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know the consonants and the vowels, you'll be able to determine the tones. So now the next point we want to cover is a point where we're just going to call it filling in the gaps. So these are everything left, for example, exceptions, things we call true clusters, which is, for example, as we mentioned, the word salt in Thai is glua.
The gl sound in Thai is a true cluster, or the word to be scared. Glua, gl again. Gl sound is true cluster.
Yeah, but there are some words that are not true clusters. For example, the famous island, Samui. If you actually know how to read Thai, you'll see that the S and the M letter are right next to each other. So you might be thinking, why isn't it Smui? But the S letter and the M letter are what we call non-clusterable, which means you have to add a little ah sound in between.
So in this case, you have to say 寒い.
Yeah.
寒い. It's not 寒い. It's not, mm. The S and the M is not connected. So it's going to be 寒い.
And not?
And not 寒い. Also, this might help explain why sometimes Thai people, when we want to speak English, let's say the word smile, smile. We don't say smile. The S and M is not going to be connected in Thai. It's going to be samai, samai, like that. There's a sa and then mai, like disconnected, because we're used to the S and M not being connected because it's non-cluster rules. So these are extra rules that doesn't exist in English and only exist in Thai. And without studying it, you will not know how to pronounce correctly.
Yeah.
The course is going to cover so much more. Like for the section filling in the gap, there are going to be 25 sentences with 25 things that I will cover. Among with all these things that we talked about, the true clusters, the false clusters, non-clusterable, and so on. Let's talk about why I recommend learning to read Thai and not just learning from transliteration or not just listening a lot.
And by transliteration, we mean the English writing of Thai. So the first reason is if you learn by using transliteration, you'll never be exactly sure, oh, is this a long vowel, a short vowel? What's the exact tone? Is this a strong D sound or a normal D sound, etc.?
Because Thai doesn't translate to English perfectly. There are many sounds that doesn't exist in English. And to express that through English writing, it's not sufficient. And also, another reason is because there are not many books or many places or many people that know transliteration. Most Thai people write in Thai. We read in Thai. Or the road signs, or the books, or the web page, the electricity bill, everything is going to be written in Thai. So it's better to learn to read Thai. Let's talk about how long it would take to learn to read Thai. Let's talk about in your case, Edgar. How long did it take you to learn Thai? To learn to read Thai.
So when I learned to read Thai, it only took me like a week, 2 weeks to memorize most of the characters, meaning I can recognize the G sound, I can recognize most of the vowels, the E, U. That took me maybe 1 to 2 weeks. And then I guess the difficult part was when I first started learning Thai, I didn't really focus on the tone rules. So I was able to read, all right, this is a cow word, but I wasn't able to determine, is it cow or cow or cow?
You translate the consonant vowels to English, like K-A-O, right?
Exactly.
I was teaching you, so I think I know what you went through. So you know how to read the consonants, you know how to read the vowels, and then you need to know the tones, right? Like how to read. So to learn that rule of the tone, take maybe like another 2 weeks, I think, to try to memorize them. But what you struggled was to apply and pronounce correctly. Let's say you know that, okay, this is going to be a rising tone, but you cannot pronounce correctly.
Yeah, so like I knew that this is a rising tone word, but I wasn't able to make a rising tone sound.
Exactly.
It took a while to fix, yeah.
So like merging your knowledge and the practice, like your mouth, the tongue, and the sound that come out from your mouth.
Yeah.
Took some time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everything else was just a matter of memorizing and just reading a lot. So for the first maybe week, I had to look at like the rules, like, all right, I know this, this, and that. So I know this must be a high tone, for example. And then I had to keep referencing these rules. But after a while, you kind of find the pattern. All right, I see that these letters combined always make this kind of tone. So after a while, you don't have to look up the rules. It kind of just comes natural.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And the conclusion is, as a Thai teacher, I'm telling you that it's so important to learn to read Thai. And to help you with this, I have created a course. And you can find it at
thaiwithgrace.com/readthai. No spaces. See you guys on the next episode.
Thank you.